Just a moment, Mr. Ambassador. Just a moment, Ambassador Bennett.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Tap.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Well, we've still got raging disorders downtown, congregations of mobs being incited to violent action, the most violent anti-American Castro-type oratory being spouted at them. Just a general, we have some reports that churches are being attacked. It's a real holocaust. The OAS delegation came in mid-afternoon and therefore hasn't got active yet. They're having some difficulties in that this rebel group said they could only guarantee their safety if they traveled around the town in ambulances, and they say they won't do that. If there's no control, if the rebels can't control the town enough for them to travel like the commission they are, why then that shows that they have no control over their own element. Mora, the Secretary General, has been here since yesterday. He has met with both sides, and I have just come back from a meeting of the entire diplomatic corps with him. I think he's very distressed with what he's found and feels that...
How's the diplomatic corps feel?
They are almost unanimous in sharing the views we have been expressing to you. They have had great trouble communicating with their home government, and at this meeting I offered to send any messages in code or in plain that any of them wish to give me, and I think that frankly all of them will be using our facilities.
I would see to that. I'd put a good reporter on that from my embassy to see that each one of them filed a story to their people. You can't understand the real importance of the right kind of material coming out of there. And while I've got you, be sure that every time you load somebody on a ship, they get a picture of it, because we want to show that this activity is going on every day.
Right.
And see that that our reporters go down and interview some of them as they go out and keep them...
Yeah, some of them have got some tales of horror to tell, too.
Well, get the reporters down there, get your press officer, and we're not getting any of that up here. We're just getting that we're making everybody in Latin America mad, that we intervene ours, that we're just going back to the gunboat policy, and
I know.
The stuff coming out is awful bad.
There's no doubt that there's a lot of popular fervor behind this. The people say they are fighting for constitutional government. We are trying to work up a line. We're already getting out leaflets, and I think our position should be that we are coming in to save you from lawless elements and to help you prepare for early elections.
That's good. That's good. Now, what else is happening?
As to those who have we've taken out between 2,500 and 3,000 of those, about 1,500 Americans. There are about 225 at the hotel now, waiting for evacuation, and more are coming in. They're running 3 and 4 to 1 foreigner rather than American at this stage. And it's roughly estimated that about 5,000 foreigners are still in the country, of which some 1,500 are American. On the military side...
All right, I'd sure put that out, because the afternoon broadcast, our public relations are very poor down there. The afternoon broadcast from down there says that you've completed your mission of evacuation.
Good gracious, I don't know how that could...
Well, because we don't give them a handout. Give them a handout, call Kurzman and all of them in there, tell them you got 5,000 foreigners, of which 1,500 are Americans.
Right, right. John Martin and I have just finished having a press conference with Kurzman and all the whole crew there. Oh, there must be 60 or 75 here by now. And John took occasion to label this for what it is, and that is that the Castro communist elements have taken over the domination of this movement. on the military side, and I have both General Palmer and John Martin here with me. Our casualties, one of the wounded died, and so we are now up to five dead. And
5 dead. Come in, Mac. You can get on the phone there. 5 dead.
5 dead and 41 wounded.
41 wounded. All right.
General Palmer tells me that sporadic fire is continuing just north of the bridge on the west bank.
Sporadic fire north of north of bridge on west bank.
And also on the east side as well.
All right. What are we doing about it? Why don't we take them out?
Well, we've asked for authority for that link-up that we spoke of, and we all feel unitedly here that this is crucial to our position.
Well, some of the folks here think it maybe you ought to do it in daytime instead of night, and I understand you all want to do it at night.
Well, I believe there was the problem, didn't want to go along when there was too many people. The feeling was that if you waited until the streets were more empty, you wouldn't have to clear it of civilians.
All right, what's the other problem, Mac? We want to get the OAS to say, let's go do it, or prove it, can't
you? We have already got Mora's full approval and understanding.
What about the committee, though?
We have not been able to talk to them yet.
Well, I'd get over and talk to them, tell them you need to do it tonight. If you don't, you're going to have a lot more trouble and
right.
get their approval.
Do you feel we have to get the full commission? Because John Martin and I felt that we got it from Mora, and it was up to him to tell his commission.
Well, we'd be better if you could get them all. We don't have to do anything, but we'd like to.
All right.
We're in a much better position if we've got them behind us on everything.
Well,
and I would see that they are. I just, I don't know what kind of salesman you are, but I just see that they came back here.
Not hard to sell.
I just see that they came back here with the right story.
Well, I'm sorry they've just arrived, because we'd like them to get the full flavor of this situation, which is, I think, you feel much more strongly on it from here than I gather from what you say outside, where the press isn't accurately reporting.
Well, I think that if you get Martin and tell him, the general tell him his problem and say he ought to do it at night when the civilians are not out on the streets and the roads,
right,
that they would say okay. And
we've had Mora understood it at once, and
did Mora give you approval?
Yes, he did. So that's it. We've got approval now. If we get into a wrangle and a debate with some of these people, it might hold us back.
All right. Well, now, Mac, why do we have to give up Mora approval?
The line in use?
No, it's in use, yes.
That's another. Okay.
Sir?
You get Mora and go in and let him tell him why, and get Martin tell him why, and you tell him why, and the general tell him why, and then we'll get you instructions quickly as we can meet.
All right, sir.
But you try to call us back and tell us what the committee said.
So you'd like us to call back?
If you can.
All right.
What else?
Fine.
What?
Now, we are getting out food and medicine to both sides, and we have got loud speakers announcing that. All the radio stations are knocked out but one, and the communications of that kind not as good as it might be.
No way we can get a station on the air?
We are trying to do that, and we've also asked for something that flies with a big loudspeaker so we can hover over. And we're also...
Why don't you get a helicopter and put a big speaker?
General Palmer tells me that's coming in this afternoon.
I just get a helicopter right quick and put a speaker right on the bottom of it and talk through it. I did that all over Texas in a campaign 20 years ago.
We're going to be operating on that basis very, very shortly.
Don't you let them take that public sentiment away from you. You be arousing them as much as arouse you. You get you some folks locally and get them to say, come here and get your food, come here and get your medicine. Pretty soon we're going to have an election and going to have a government. We're not going to have a dictator from anybody.
Right, we're going to get rid of the lawless element.
All right. Now, what else you got?
That's about the pick of it as of this moment. I think John Martin would like to speak to you, sir.
All right. Any casualties today?
Any casualties today, General Palmer? Just this one who died. He'd already been wounded, and then some wounds from the sporadic.
Do you have all your people that you've been expecting? Have they all got in?
All your people got in. Yes, sir. No, it's been very impressive.
Now you know that every day you're going to have to get some people out of there.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Every day you're going to be having to move some people out of there. I know it's going to take you a long time because of the great number you got, 5,000.
How right. many have you got out so far?
I already
Jack?
Got that. He got
2,500, 3,000.
I've got that stuff back.
Right, sir.
Anything else?
John Martin wanted to speak
all
to
right.
you.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I told the press that, in my opinion, the U.S. Marines had originally come in to protect American lives and property, but in my opinion, their purpose now should be to save the Dominican Republic from Castro communist takeover, because what began as the PRD revolt has become dominated by Castro communists and other violent extremists.
Fine, John.
I gave it for attribution.
Fine.
Sir.
Anything else?
I feel, Mr. President, that now, in view of that, I seriously doubt that I can be of any further use in contacting the rebel. Now, I think you can understand that.
You maybe ought to have one fine swan song with your Puerto Rico friend by telling him that this is what's happening, what you see. And
that was what I was going to do, sir. I thought I would do that now.
I would sure warn him and tell him you've got names, numbers, and addresses. We've got 58 of them.
Yep. I will do that and then wait a day or two and subject to your views.
You stay there till we tell you to leave and it'll be a day,
sir. Of course. I'll stay as long as I can do anything, you know that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sir. Just a minute, Ambassador Bennett.
So, sir, you want us to go after the commission, do you? I hope it won't hold us up too much.
Well,
since we already got Mora with us.
I would try them, I don't think I'd put it where if they rejected it, you didn't do it.
Well,
I'd just have,
did.
I'd have Mora and Martin go with you.
So, well, I will.
And have Martin say that he just thinks this is going to save a lot of lives and this is the interest of the hemisphere. And then I'd have Mora say he agrees with him. And then I'd say that we're going to go ahead and do it. And we hope that you all agree and then see what their blood pressure is.
I just wouldn't want any three of them to decide otherwise. Then we'd have a big press down in Brook and be difficult. Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Who's on here?
Hello?
Get off. Who's on here?
Hello?
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 Who are you?
Now it's clear again. Hello?
Who is that on? Somebody on your phone?
No, I don't believe so.
Somebody down there, yeah.
We're all clear now, sir.
All right.
All right, we'll try.
We'll get your word on that right away.
All right, sir. We'll try to get out and find these people.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Operator, waiting.